That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
When it comes to gifting in your workplace, what are the guidelines? Karen Thomas is the nation's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, you had said something last week during one of our interviews. It stuck with me because it said you don't want to be a suck up and be the only one and get your boss a personalized gift. I get all my bosses personalized gifts every single year.
And I watch you when you march out of the studio with that bag full of stuff. And me and everybody around me, we have the same conversation every year.
What is it?
Well, the problem is that, that's exactly the problem. It is suggested that you do a group gift for your boss because it can be misconstrued as, oh, look at what Anna, you know, maybe you're going out buying these expensive personalized gifts for the boss and everybody else does not, and everybody may not be able to afford to. So it's better to do a group effort when it comes to gifting with the boss. And be careful. Don't just do something random like just a bottle of wine. If you're going to do something in a group, make sure it's something that you know your boss would enjoy.
But I thought, and from what I've read and what I've always believed, is that if there's people that influence you and help you throughout the year, that you should be giving them like a token to say thank you. And that's why I do it. It's not. I mean, I don't spend a yes. lot of money or anything crazy like that.
Well, I am loving Raven right now, but it is true though, Anna. It can be misconstrued, so you just have to be very careful, and you don't want to be labeled as that one.
Oh,
that is, you know,
too late. I've been doing it for a decade.
Well, on top of it, too, the bosses then look at it right. What if somebody says to them, "Oh, well, she's doing so well this year. Well, now we know why." And the boss knows that that's not true
because I bought a $25 gift.
But you know that's not true. The boss knows that's not true. But the perception for somebody else can be troublesome for a boss too when you want to be an effective manager. So, you know,
exactly.
I mean, you're just a terrible person. That's the gist of this conversation.
Raven, you give gifts too. What am I talking about? You give alcohol all the time because it's the easy way out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, everybody, I mean, they can think whatever they want of me of that. The second they open it, they're gonna be like, he may be the lowest life form in the office, but he is bailing me out right here and right now, right? You know
there
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
There you go.
Top three things you should never give a coworker, Karen. What are they?
Personalize things if you don't know them that well. If you've worked with them for, you know, many years and you know them in and out, absolutely. But if don't get something personalized just to give them something or to show like, oh, I got you a gift and it has your initial on it. Be careful of those things. You know, it's a fine line in the workplace.
There's another a Rolex with your name in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. Rolex.
You could send it my way. But so one of those things is that the other thing, you want to be careful with alcohol if you're not sure if the person drinks or not. Just to go out and buy everybody a bottle of wine can be misconstrued as well. So just be careful with that. And then, again, make sure that you're watching if you're getting a gift card for somebody. And, you know, just watch the amount. Don't go extravagant on the gift card to make somebody feel inferior. That is one of the things that you have to watch in the workplace alone.
All good stuff. Karen Thomas, you can visit her online at ktetiquette.com.